You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Whatamoorlie and welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee Harding. Coming up for you now, my yarn with Karen Rogers, a first-time author of the book My Granddad, which is a children's book out now across the nation. And when I was joined by Karen, I first asked her, how did the book come about?
Well, it wasn't really a sad story at first. I missed my granddad. You know, I was really close to my granddad, and I missed his funeral. I was up in Darwin, and they, you know, what remote community is like.
Mm-hmm.
When the mockhouse power goes off, then they couldn't wait. So, yeah, I missed out, and I was very sad, you know.
Oh, that's too sad. I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right. I've got through it. No, it's been years, yeah. I think expecting this book, I was going to write a sad story, but then I thought about, after I did that octopus camp in Darwin in 2019, so I had to collaborate with a writer, an artist and a writer, and we went out and met a lot of beautiful people at octopus camp. They were all from different places, and it was good. Then after doing that book, like planning it, I thought about taking out the set because I wanted little children to read it, and decided to put memories of my granddad instead.
And tell us about what is in the book when we pick it up to have a look at it.
There's pictures, and it's also written in Creole. We've got a lot of speakers in Northern Territory that speaks Creole. And it's pictures of things happening where I spent with my granddad, eh?
The pictures are beautiful. You've done the illustrations, the drawings yourself?
Yes, because I'm an artist as well.
Beautiful artwork in the book. And I know in the book, a couple of pages in, there's a beautiful map that you've drawn of the region saying your home is Nooka in the Northern Territory. And I can see Barunga, where I used to live as a young girl.
I thought it'd be good for kids to, instead of having names, put the animals in there so they can see you.
And some people have been reading the book already. What have they been saying to you about the book, Karen?
They said they loved it, but some still waiting. They're asking me where they're going to buy it, so we put it online for sale. And
what do you think your old grandfather would think of this book that you've created about him?
I think he would have been really happy. Yeah, because I remember a memory with him when I was old and I was with my own children. And I haven't seen him for a while, you know, so I went out to that aid station where he stayed, La Wegiba. As soon as he saw me, he started crying, so I think he would have been really happy about the book, yeah.
He might have happy tears, eh?
Yeah, he might have happy tears, yeah, if he would have been alive to see it, yeah. But I think my family are really happy about it, yeah. Only thing I told him, I didn't want to draw my grandfather, so I just drew a man anyway. I was a bit sad, you know, drawing my grandfather in the book, yeah.
That's totally understandable. I completely get where you're coming from in terms of drawing your grandfather and not wanting to draw him, if you like.
Well, mostly that book about my granddad, it's not only about my memories of him, but the knowledge and culture he taught me about the land, eh? Wherever we used to go, he taught me how to find a sugar bag, how to cut it, and like all the bush life. That was all taught to me by my granddad, eh? Like, he was passing down knowledge as well as thing, yeah, of the land, yeah. You know what made me write the book? Since my little great-grandson was born, I was, you know, pretty excited, new life, you know. Because I'm a mother of five.
Wow.
A grandmother of eight.
Congratulations. That's wonderful.
Grandma one. Another two coming up.
Another two great grannies coming up there,
yeah, another
auntie.
One more, yeah.
Oh, bless. You got a beautiful big family to share this book around with, eh?
Yeah, nearly a whole of Nooka, I think, yeah.
Look out.
Helen Lee. She lives at Barunga. Well, Helen's a good friend of mine, yeah, but I'm thinking about giving her one book as well, yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. I'm sure she'd appreciate
it. Yeah.
And you want to share this with not only Aboriginal people, but non-Aboriginal people too,
and,
to
yeah,
read.
I think maybe around the world, because everybody's got a granddad, you know, and sort of a special connection too with your granddad. Like some people, they lost their granddad when they were a bit young, but you know, this book will change their life a bit of thinking about their granddad, yeah.
I can relate to that. I lost my grandfather when I was only about 6 years of age, so I have a few fond memories of him, eh?
Yeah, same like me, about six too. I was very fond of my granddad, yeah.
And what do you think is some of the most important things that you need to pass down through your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren? What are some of the important culture things that you want to pass on to them?
Yeah, the knowledge of the land, you know, we've got to keep passing on how we did it, you know, too. Like there's a picture in the book that you're sitting around the fire. You're not only sitting around the fire, but you're telling stories about the past, you know, passing. You keep passing our knowledge, our indigenous knowledge, from my grandfather to me, then to my grandchildren, my kids, then my kids pass them on to their grandkids and their grandchildren. So in a way, I reckon it's a good way to pass on knowledge, you know, keep passing our knowledge for our country, you know.
And I'm wondering, do you think that now that you've published this book with Alan and Unwin, which is so exciting for you, congratulations on your first book, Karen. And I'm wondering, Auntie, is there any more books that you're going to write and draw?
Oh, yeah, so I'm thinking about doing another one. I actually enjoyed it. Yeah, I might do another one.
What might that be about, do you think? Have you had a think about it yet, or which way?
I haven't thought about it yet, yeah. Maybe do one of Grandma. No, maybe something different, yeah. Or life at bush, you know, because I paint a lot of Toyotas that we got fishing, getting bogged and having flat tires. I do a lot of painting of Toyotas.
I saw that in the book. There's a picture of a white troop carrier, and I remember as a young child being dragged all over the Northern Territory in the back of an old Toyota troop carrier, or troopy as we call them, eh?
Yeah, because I already did an animation as well for a trip at my favourite fishing spot, One Murray. I did an animation, but it's not out yet because it's going to go through. We're putting it through the Telstra Award this year.
That sounds really exciting. Tell me more about that, Auntie.
Yeah, the animation is about a family day out fishing, like my favourite spot. We're getting bogged. So in a way, doesn't matter I go on the troopy, I go out hunting, but we're still relating some bush ways, you know, like using the branch to lift up the car and the stones and things to put under the car and getting bait in the billabong to use as bait when you go fishing. Yeah. So I'm sort of like similar to a book, but a bit different. And thanking the old people, you know, when you see the dreaming, like when I saw the dreaming in that animation, I see the dreaming of the eagle. I know straight away that it's my grandfather's totem. So to me, I'll be having a good day fishing or something like that, yeah.
Now, Auntie, you come from Noongar, which is a community in southeast Arnhem Land. Tell us about your community, where you're from there.
I'm really remote, but now we've got a bridge. So
a bridge over the Roper River there?
Yeah, we've got a river. The old people used to live down the Roper, like the old mission.
True.
Before men called Noongar. Yeah, they used to live there, but after the big flood, they had to come up La Hill, so we're living up the hill now. And it's growing, Nanuka's growing, but we speak Creole. That's why I wanted to write the book in Creole. Plus also other communities in the Northern Territory, Creole is read everywhere, like they speak Creole.
Yeah, I remember as a young child going to school in Barunga, and I actually wrote a book as a child, and it was half English, half Creole, same way.
Yeah, that's why. I think Nanuka's been growing. That's a big community. We've got our own swimming pool, we've got a school, we've got we call it Guluman Center, where they have daycare students and for little children. We just got a new clinic last couple of years ago. So it's been growing, but we're still in a little island when it's in the wet.
Bless.
That bridge, it went over the bridge about 2 meters up the bridge.
True, that's high,
yeah.
Eh? That's a long way up the Roper River there. Many crocodiles in that river too, eh?
I used to swim here when I was young. I remember when I was in my teens. But you can't swim in the river. Now that's why people start, we've got a pool built now, so kids can go and swim in the pool.
Yeah, I remember as a young child, we camped beside the Roper River, but I remember we slept in the troop carrier, so we slept in the troopie. My mum and dad had a mattress on the roof rack, so mum and dad were on the top of the troopie. Us kids were in the back of the troopie. And I remember at night, they woke us up and we got torches, eh? And we shone them across the water. And all red eyes everywhere, auntie, everywhere. Yeah, oh, make me scared. Yeah. Real big crocodiles up there, eh?
Yeah, that's why we don't swim in the river anymore. People still go down and fish, because right now the season, it's barra season. You can just go to the river, chuck your line, you'll catch a barra.
Oh, yum, you're making me hungry now.
Listen, my daughter lives in the lake. One of my daughters says, Mom, can you have somebody go down fishing, bring me a barra?
Do you like going out fishing, Karen?
Yeah, I love going out. But I haven't got the car. But as soon as I get a car, I'll go camping, and I'll just go camp anyway. Bush, yeah, I just love it there.
Take the great grannies out and show them country too.
Show them, do you know what time to get bush tuckers and what time good fishing and all that. Yeah.
Now, you've written this book in both English and Creole. I'm wondering, is there many books in English and Creole for the young children up there at Nooka and the surrounding areas?
I think this is the second book after Cheeky Dog. Cheeky One Dog, yeah, that book from a bloke named Dion from Tennant Creek, I think. I think this book's the second written in Creole.
Well, I'd like to say congratulations to you again on becoming a first-time author. It's a beautiful book. There's beautiful pictures and the words are absolutely beautiful as well. And it's been lovely having a conversation with you to hear about your country and where you're from and your writing and your drawing, your art.
Thank you. Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.